Hello,
I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Okay. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely to vote.
I'm very likely to vote.
And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
And generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the ground track?
They're not going in the right direction.
Okay, so ground track. And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you will vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No. No, okay. I would vote no.
Would you say definitely voting no or probably voting no?
Definitely no.
Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Now, in this, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No, I would not. I would vote no.
Definitely or probably vote no?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowners about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no?
No.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have four options, okay? The first one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowners about $105 per year. The next one, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. And the next one, I'm fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or the last one, I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. So, which comes closest to your opinion?
I oppose.
The last one, okay?
Yes, sir.
And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list, and I know all are important, but the most important, I have controlling growth and development, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting water quality and water supply, improving public education and local schools, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, making housing more affordable, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, or the last three, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, or reducing traffic and congestion.
I would go for the drug education, the
okay.
Next to the last.
Okay. And you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate it as well, okay? The first one,
okay.
Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails. Very favorable,
no.
Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, the last two, your city or township government. How would you rate them?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, and the last one, Grand Traverse County government in general.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
And if approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Definitely trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
Definitely do not trust.
And now, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. The first one, to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling. Strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
I disapprove.
Strongly or just somewhat, sorry?
I somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat. The next one, to protect open space from residential and commercial development.
I strongly disapprove.
The next one, to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
I agree. Or I
approve. Or somewhat approve.
I somewhat approve.
The next one, to promote local economic development.
I somewhat approve.
The next one, to promote recreational opportunities. To promote recreational opportunities. Strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved.
I somewhat approve.
Okay. To maintain existing trails.
I strongly disapprove.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
I somewhat disapprove.
And the last three, to increase non-motorized transportation options.
To improve motorized transportation. I somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. And to promote health and wellness?
Yes, I strongly approve.
Strongly approve. And the last one, to plan and construct new trails.
I somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Thank you so much. Now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. We're 50% now. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well-maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County? The first one or the second one?
The second one.
And you will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if it will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. The first one, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely after hearing that.
Somewhat less.
Okay, and a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, or no
somewhat less.
Okay. Then last two, there will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
I strongly approve.
Much more likely to support?
Yes.
Okay. And the last one, the fund from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
I'm somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely, okay? And now you will be given a statement in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, just somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well, okay? And again, thank you so much for your time. The first one, Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all?
Not too convincing.
This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Okay? This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free of ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Let's see.
Somewhat not too convincing or not?
Somewhat convincing.
The next one, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Not very likely.
Not too convincing or not at all?
Not too convincing.
This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concern about motor vehicles nearby.
Somewhat convincing.
Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Not very convincing.
Not too convincing. And the last four, in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, by be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Very convincing.
Okay. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Not very convincing.
Okay. Then the last two, this proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Not very convincing.
Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add and dedicate public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Not convincing.
And the last one, this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Thank you. And now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely not.
Okay, now you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Again, please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal, okay? If it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. The first one,
okay.
This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting waste on their pet project. Very convincing to vote no, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against this proposal.
Very convincing not to vote no.
Okay. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. Very somewhat
very convincing to vote no.
Okay. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
For me, that's not applicable.
Okay, it's somewhat convincing to vote no or not so convincing?
Very convincing to vote no.
Okay. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
I'm convincing to vote yes.
Oh, but to vote no, very convincing, somewhat, or not too convincing? Or
not too convincing. Not too convincing.
And the next one, this proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Very convincing to vote no, somewhat, not too convincing.
Very convincing to vote no.
Okay, the last two, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
A very convincing to vote no.
No.
Oh, wait. There's too much traffic, and everything is. Was that kind of like there's too much traffic and everything already?
Yes. The statement says this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth. That was very convincing to vote no.
That's very true. So I guess I would vote, I'm not sure how I would vote on that one. I just want to say, I don't want any more people here.
Okay,
I guess so I would say.
Very convincing reason to vote no, correct?
Yes.
The last one, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more present problems. That was very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all?
If it's going to spend money on what we really need as opposed to activities, then I would vote yes. I want them to spend more money on education. So
okay.
Is that...
But this is very convincing to as a reason to vote no, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all?
Not too convincing.
Okay. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote against the proposal.
And would you say you are definitely voting no or probably voting no?
Definitely voting no.
Okay. Now you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. Okay? And the statement is, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
The money needs to be spent in more viable needs for the community. We need education on drugs and human trafficking. We need more information on the today issues. We need to continue to watch rental rates. We're just growing too fast, and the community cannot keep up with it. We have too many needs, and there's too many wants as opposed to what we really need. Everybody wants this, everybody wants that, but we have more important needs.
Okay, thank you so much for your opinion. Just let me document your answer, okay?
Okay,
now,
yeah, because I volunteer at a nonprofit, and I see people come in and they cry because they can't afford their rent, or they're crying with legitimate reasons. They can't get their car repaired, or they have a sick child and they need assistance with transportation. We need more issues like that to be solved. or money appropriated.
Thank you so much. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This is a short one, okay? And we're basically in the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your time and your patience. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local streets, road, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, road, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County? If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Definitely or just probably yes?
Just probably yes.
Probably. And I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
And which political party are you affiliated? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
Independent.
Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Will you call yourself very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, college graduate with a bachelor's or postgraduate degree?
Some college.
Thank you. And do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
I rent.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household, yes or no?
No.
What is your main racial background? African American or black, Hispanic, white or Caucasian, Asian or Asian American, or other race not listed?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you as well. Goodbye.
Bye.